Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Friday, May 13. A 500-kilometre stretch of Queensland is being hammered by wild weather, with hundreds of homes facing flooding and new alerts for Brisbane. The Lockyer Creek has already flooded, inundating homes and businesses in the town of Laidley. Gympie, Bundaberg, Hervey Bay, Karoi, Nambour and Rainbow Beach are all on flood watch, with the Weather Bureau predicting falls of 160 millimetres across the southeast. There's also a minor flood warning for the Brisbane River, with concern that waters could inundate low-lying parts of the city. CityCat and ferry services have been suspended as a result, and Ipswich is also on flood watch. 70 schools across the state have also been closed due to the severe weather conditions, and those in affected areas are urged not to travel. Supercheap Auto has confirmed the worker who confronted a woman as she allegedly used a pram to steal from a Gold Coast store has left the company. Video of the incident went viral last week, with most social media users praising the staffer's efforts. A spokesperson for Supercheap Auto's parent company Super Retail Group confirmed to 7news.com.au earlier this week that the employee had been stood down as part of normal practices while a review into the incident was completed. Today, the company said in a statement, the team member had decided to leave the business. The unidentified man has reportedly been inundated with job offers since it was revealed he'd been stood down. It's unknown if he's accepted any of those offers. And Adelaide United footballer Josh Cavallo has been recognised for his contributions as a role model in elite men's sports and as a champion for equality in the broader community with an honorary doctorate from Flinders University. The 21-year-old made global headlines last year when he came out as the only openly gay male player in a men's professional soccer league anywhere in the world. University Chancellor Stephen Galek said Cavallo became an inspiration to millions of young people around the world by choosing to speak out and showed the community that being your true self should always be a priority. In a social media post, Cavallo said it was an incredible privilege to receive the honour. Now, here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Cryptocurrency investors are hurting after another brutal week for Bitcoin and other digital currencies. Since November, the value of the overall Bitcoin market has plummeted by well over $1 trillion. This, as the world's third largest stablecoin, so-called as it's supposed to track the US dollar, became untethered from the US dollar and saw its valuation plummet. The chair of AMPOL has warned that there is no end in sight to the global supply issues for petrol, thanks to sanctions against Russia and lower exports from China. Stephen Gregg was speaking after the US, the UK, France, Italy, Germany and Japan formally agreed to ban Russian oil earlier this week. The price of iron ore has slipped after a Chinese property developer, Sunac, defaulted on a dollar bond payment. Investors have been nervously watching the fate of Chinese property developers after stresses in the highly indebted sector came to light last year. And taking a look at the markets, after a wretched week for investors, Aussie shares are on the march higher once again, with the ASX 200 gaining 1.5% by lunchtime to be safely back above 7,000 points. Beaten-up technology stocks are in recovery mode today after bearing the brunt of heavy selling in recent weeks as investors shunned risky assets. In the US, it was a calmer session overnight too, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ eking out a gently positive close and the other major indices finishing only slightly lower. The Australian dollar is buying 68.8 US cents, 66.2 euro cents and $1.10 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Friday, May 13, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffernan. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune in to 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.